Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to the RSWM Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call hosted by Rick Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Richa Singh. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Rio. Good evening and welcome, everyone, to RSWM Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. Today, from the management, we have Mr. Rajeev Gupta, Joint Managing Director, Mr. Manoj Bansal, Chief Transformation and Risk Officer, Mr. Nitin Tulyani, President and CFO, Mr. Surendra Gupta, Chief Compliance Officer and Company Secretary, Mr. Rakesh Jain, Senior General Manager, Corporate Finance. Before we proceed with this call today, I would like to take an opportunity for the reminder of disclaimer related to this conference call. Today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature based on management's current belief and expectation. It must be viewed in conjunction with the risks that our business faces and the costs that may cause the future results. Performance and achievements will differ significantly from what may be expressed or implied by such forward-looking statement. I now hand over the conference to Mr. Rajeev Gupta for the industry outlook. Following that, Mr. Nitin Tulyani will take over the financial overview. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. So it is my pleasure to welcome you all to the RSWM Limited Quarter One FY27 earnings conference call. Let me take you through the industry outlook and the business environment for the quarter ended June 30th, 2026. Our financial results, investor presentation, and press releases for the quarter have already been uploaded in the stock exchange. I hope you got an opportunity to have a look on these. The global textile industry continues to operate in a gradually improving yet uncertain environment, with the demand across the key international markets showing signs of stabilization as the inventory correction has already largely moderated. Discretionary consumer spending in the several developed economies remains subdued, resulting in a gradual rather than broad-based recovery in textile apparel demand. At the same time, sourcing strategy of global brands continue to evolve with increasing emphasis on supply chain resilience, sustainability, and value-based products. However, on micro level, operating environment during quarter one was influenced by mixed demand trends across geographies, with increase in domestic demand while export markets continue to witness a major recovery with the select customers of ordering patterns. Demand from certain export markets, including parts of Middle East, remained subdued during the quarter. Global brands increasingly focus on reliable suppliers capable of delivering quality, sustainability, and product innovation, reinforcing India's position as a preferred sourcing destination. The quarter also witnessed India government's encouraging policy developments, including continued progress on international trade agreements and initiatives aimed at improving raw material availability. At the same time, geopolitical developments, including the West Asia conflict, contributed to supply chain disruptions and volatilities in energy costs as well. Elevated crude oil prices have influenced input costs for synthetic yarn particularly. In addition, the evolving global trade landscape, including the recent U.S. tariff developments, may lead to shifts in global sourcing patterns, creating selective opportunities for the competitive Indian textile manufacturers over the medium term. Overall, volatility in raw material prices, geopolitical uncertainties, and evolving global trade dynamics continue to require prudent planning and operational agility. Now sharing the outlook that we feel for the Indian textile industry, the long-term outlook remains encouraging despite the near-term volatility, supported by a strong manufacturing ecosystem, vertically integrated value chain, skilled workforce and improving policy support. Structural developments including recently concluded India-UK Free Trade Agreement, ongoing discussions on India-EU Free Trade Agreement, and increasing diversification of global sourcing from concentrated manufacturing hubs are expected to create meaningful opportunities for Indian textile exporters over the medium to long term, particularly for the value-added and forward integrated products. Improved cotton availability and softer cotton prices supported by a favorable policy environment and a better crop outlook are also expecting to benefit for the cotton value chain. Our strategic priorities of RSWM remains unchanged, strengthening the product portfolio, improving operational excellence, expanding our presence in value-added segments, and maintain disciplined cost management under RSWM 2.0 initiative. At RSWM, we remain focused on factors within our control by increasing the share of value-added products, improving manufacturing efficiencies, and strengthening customer relationship across domestic and international markets. We continue to leverage our diversified product portfolio and integrated manufacturing capabilities to respond effectively to changing customer requirements while maintaining discipline on cost and capital allocation. Further, as India-UK Free Trade Agreement opens new opportunities for the Indian textile sector, we are actively exploring forward integration activities to maximize our potential arising from this FTA. This aligns our long-term strategy of increasing value addition, strengthening customer relationship, and expanding our presence in the high-value textile manufacturing products. As we all have been discussing, sustainability remains to be an integral part for RSWM in our long-term strategy through increasing use of renewable energy, resource efficacy, and circular economy initiatives. We continue to make steady progress on LNG GreenPet bottle-to-bottle recycling project, an important strategic initiative to expand our presence in sustainable plaster solutions and strengthening our ESG positioning. Innovation also remains a key differentiator as we steadily expand our portfolio of specialized yarns, functional fabrics, and sustainable textile solutions. Our diversified manufacturing base allows us to clear the multiple end-use industries, reducing dependence on a single product category or market. We also remain committed to disciplined capital deployment, directing investment towards projects that enhance productivity, modernize manufacturing facilities, and deliver measurable returns within a reasonable framework of time. Looking ahead, the structural strength of Indian textile industry, combined with RSWM's integrated business model, strong customer relationship and execution capabilities, provide a solid platform for sustainable growth. We remain confident that our focus on value addition, operational excellence, sustainability, innovation, and prudent capital allocation will continue to strengthen our competitiveness and create long-term value for all the stakeholders. Now I would hand over the microphone to our CFO, Nitin Tulani, to take over through financial performance for the quarter and the 30th June 2020. Over to you. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. I will now take you through the financial and operational performance of RSWM for the quarter ended June 30th, 2026. Starting with the business environment, the first quarter of FY27 reflected steady progress in operational performance despite a mixed business environment across domestic and export markets. Demand within India remained healthy across several customer segments, supported by stable consumption and improved order execution. Export demand, while relatively softer on a sequential basis, remained in line with the expectations as international customers followed a calibrated procurement approach amid evolving global economic conditions. Our emphasis on product mix optimization, disciplined procurement, and manufacturing efficiencies enabled another quarter of improvement in operating profitability supporting higher gross margins and a stronger EBITDA performance. Moving to the financial performance for Q1 FY27, revenue from operations stood at 1161 crore compared to 1142 crore in Q4 FY26, registering a sequential growth of 1.7%. Domestic business sales increased to 825 crore from 774 crore in Q4 FY26, reflecting healthy demand across key customer segments. Export revenue stood at 336 crore, lower than the immediately preceding quarter through the business maintained a diversified customer base across multiple international markets. Gross profit increased to 466 crore compared to 434 crore in the preceding quarter, with gross profit margin expanding to 39.8% from 37.4%, supported by favorable product realization, better inventory management and efficient raw material utilization. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 94 crore, registering a sequential growth of 10.1% and a year-on-year increase of 16.1%. EBITDA margin improved to 8% compared with 7.4% in Q4 FY26 and 6.9% in Q1 FY26. The expansion in gross margins provided sufficient cushion to absorb higher operating expenses while delivering a healthy improvement in EBITDA. Moving to the operating level, finance costs for the quarter stood at 31 crore compared to the 30 crore in the preceding quarter, primarily attributable to the increase in working capital requirements. Profit before tax increased to 24 crore, representing a QOQ growth of 33.5% and a YOY increase of 153.7%. PBT margin improved to 2.1% compared with 1.6% in Q4 FY26 and 0.8% in the corresponding quarter last year. Profit after tax for Q1 stood at 17 crore compared with 7 crore in Q1 FY26. While PAT was lower than the immediately preceding quarter, Q4 FY26 had included a significant one-time tax benefit arising from the company's decision to adopt the concessional corporate tax regime under the Income Tax Act 2025. Excluding this non-recurring benefit, the underlying earnings trajectory still remained healthy. Our priorities for the remainder of the financial year are as under. Our capital allocation philosophy continues to remain disciplined and value-oriented, prioritizing investment that enhances manufacturing efficiency, improve product capabilities and generate sustainable returns over the medium term. We remain committed to strengthening our portfolio of differentiated and sustainable products, supported by changing customer preferences and demand for environmentally responsible manufacturing. India's position as a preferred global sourcing destination continues to strengthen, supported by its integrated textile value chain, improving policy environment, and growing emphasis on quality, reliability, and sustainability. Looking ahead, our priorities remain clear: enhance operational efficiency, strengthening customer relationships, improve product realization, and maintain financial discipline. With that, I conclude my remarks. We thank all our shareholders, customers, business partners, lenders, and employees for their continuous confidence and support. We will now be happy to take our questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask questions, please press star and one. The first question is from Amit Gupta from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Good evening.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my question was on the, initiatives to develop new products. So if I recollect, last year, there was a joint development agreement with Birla Cellulose to develop a specialty fabric or textile application on graphene technology. I believe there was some further progress as well to with some tie up with Birla Cellulose, and then further I think there was some tie up with Ceylon related entities. So my question was, what is the update on this particular initiative which was taken last year? Is it gaining traction, or it need not be a meaningful special application to textiles, so to say? Is it really evolving to make a difference, or it not as great as maybe initially thought?
So thank you, Amit, for a very important aspect of business. NPD has been focused, and last year when we started working on graphene and we had the tie-up with Birla Cellulose for the viscose application of this graphene-based fiber. So as RSWM is a part of LNJ Bhilwara Group, so we are going to have a graphene plant which will offer graphene, and we'll be using this for fiber, both in polyester as well as viscose, and then finally having impact on both PV, polyester, and viscose yarn separately. So this project is very much on. We are working on the same. Developments are positive. One round of product from graphene, Birla Cellulose, has arrived. There has been certain further improvements targeted. Similarly, on solicitor side, we are doing a lot of development in-house. So this is a project which is going to take some time, but we are definitely on it, and we expect fairly good developments in days to come.
Very helpful. So just to follow up on this, very broadly, by when can you expect some revenue traction or commercial adaptation of this initiative, or it would be still a little difficult to hazard a guess at this stage?
So I will not be absolutely clear on this, but I expect within this financial year we should get it rolling.
Understood. And my last question was, is there any thought or a study as to how big the total addressable market for this particular initiative will be? That will be my question. Thank you so much, sir.
So, in fact, this is not a product which already is used commercially very aggressively. So, there is a potential to use in all possible uses of fabric at this point of time. This is one of the very, high potential products. Will have many performance as well as medicinal beneficial attached to this product. So I think market will be really, really big. Now how quickly and how efficiently we are able to capture it is yet to be evaluated. So let us first master this product, then we'll assess the various applications, and then work out the market of the same.
Understood, sir. All the best, and again, congratulations on good set of numbers. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Amit. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from Prerna Junjunwala from Elara Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to understand the demand scenario for yarn and fabric business separately, in terms of how the prices are moving and how volumes are in the current quarter, whether it's the growth or it is flat. Some color on granular volume and price details would be helpful to understand the results better.
No. So, Priyana, thank you for your question. I could get the first part, which is market outlook on fabric and yarn. I could not really get the second part of your question. If you can elaborate, if it is only subset of the first, then I'll be able to answer. If there is something else you want to target in second question, please elaborate
second
again.
Second question is on volumes. What are the volumes in yarn and fabric businesses, and how the prices have moved during the quarter, and how are we seeing them in current volatile times? In terms, that's what my question was on the second part.
Okay, fine. So the quarter under review has been really, really volatile. You know, we had all sort of variables affecting us. This West Asian war, you know, crude prices, thereby blister prices went up very, very high in March. So started impacting volumes in April, May, and June through. The prices for plistered fiber went up as high as to the tune of 30%. So thereby, uncertainties did prevail in terms of buying from customer end. Customer stocking went to the lowest level for pricing. Everybody was, you know, concerned about this. So business during this quarter was more on need-based thing. So lifting has been average, because the prices of yarn were pushed accordingly, and the fabric business was still having further challenge because the prices were not easily absorbed in the downstream further. So it is slightly more stable now. The prices have been more or less stabilized, but the volatility still continues because the crude prices are still fluctuating very high degree. So overall, if you look at the demand side, both international and domestic demand has been volatile, but domestic demand has been comparatively less volatile than international demand. So thereby, in synthetic yarn business, RSWM could do reasonably good sales in this quarter. And the current quarter is also going in more or less same way. For cotton and melange yarn, the quarter under review, that means the first quarter has been really good because of the delta between yarn prices and cotton prices, and the spread because of certain amount of stocking that every company does was good. So in second quarter, it is still doing reasonably good so far. So volume both in yarn and fabric are reasonably good, but the challenges continues to be there in second quarter as well.
So, if you could elaborate on the numbers, that will be helpful in terms of yarn volume during the quarter and how it has grown for yarn and fabric both business.
As you want number in terms of the revenue, so we
volume. How much metric tons of yarn would you have sold, and what kind of volume you would have done in the fabric business?
So, you know, I am not having the figures in terms of the volume, but I can share with you that the capacity utilization has been in, you know, mid-90s. So we had in melange, it was around 92-93%. In synthetic yarn around 96, and in cotton yarn it was around 98. So all the businesses, the stock has been maintained, and you know, the volumes have been utilized fairly nice. In fabric business, in denim, our capacity again has been in 90s, whereas in knit business it has been in mid 80s. So I think that is probably what you intended to get from this. Exact number in terms of production, I am not, you know, having at
no
this
problem.
Point.
No problem. We can calculate this. No problem. So, next question is actually on the recent joint venture that you have signed for garment unit in denim. Wanted to understand what will be your share of JV and when this unit is likely to commission. Plus, what kind of revenue potential, what capacity of denim garment in terms of units would be there. Some color on this JV would be really helpful.
Okay. So, Prerna, it is too premature to really have the final figure on this. Today is the first day we discussed this in board, and we have got the principal approval from board for this JV. The stake percentage sharing is still under discussion, but RSWM will be a major majority shareholder in this, so we will be, you know, able to work on this. So the vision for garmenting will be in phases. In the first phase, we may go up to 5 lakh pieces per month, which may further be, you know, added in two more phases. in the coming period. So this is, you know, online, in line with what we have been discussing in last four or five investor call meetings, that we see potential in garmenting and downstream expansion from RSWM. RSWM has been doing fiber, we have been doing yarn, we have been doing fabric, and now logical extension of this is going into garmenting.
So this this unit will utilize your fabric capacities that you have internally, or you would be looking forward to manage it as an independent unit
so,
of garmenting?
As a principle, we keep all our businesses independent. If the quality and the price is matching, we will sell internally also. This is not a dedicated garmenting unit for our own capacity. We are open to buy from outside, and wherever we require some particular fabric from outside, we will buy. Wherever is the same fabric, both internal and external will compete, and you know, depending upon the commercial viability, we will have the decision. So this is not a dedicated garmenting line. We will be open for buying from outside as well.
Understood. So would you be also interested in doing knit garmenting, as your knit fabric capacities are also in place and the logical extension for knit fabric business is ideally garmenting? So any color on that?
So at this point of time, it is for denim. And,
for denim.
You know, our exposure in garmenting will start with denim. In second or third phase, we may consider the knit also. But at this point of time, the first phase clearly is for denim.
Understood. And I would also like to understand the pet to the food grade chip business that you are entering.
Yeah.
It's, you've already started allocating capital to it, and about 100 crores odd has been allocated already, as I see in your results. Sorry, I may be wrong in capital allocation. 1 minute.
So, Prerna, I can update you on B2B project, which is making you know, food grade granules, which will be used for creating the bottles. So, we have started this project. This is project is on ground in reality. So, we have the civil construction on. We have placed orders for all critical machines, and project is likely to be completed in fourth quarter this year for trials, and commercial production may happen in quarter one of next financial.
Okay, and so here, what is the kind of revenues or margins that you are seeking to generate, largely because this is a new business, new category? The clients will also not be textile clients. So any tie-ups with any customers that you have done to accelerate the utilization levels?
So this will have 50,000 metric ton per year capacity, and we'll be expecting a revenue of 500 crore from the project which we are implementing as the first phase of B2B. And normally this industry clock EBITDA of around 15%.
Correct.
Okay. 15% EBITDA is the general margin. Fantastic. Okay.
Yeah.
And any tie-ups you have done with any customers to scale up utilization?
So, we have not done any tie-up at this point of time. We are largely focused on creating world-class facilities which will have state-of-the-art machinery and also one of the best products in terms of quality in India. So at this moment, more focus is that. Maybe in the due course, we go for some tie-up. At this moment, we have not done any tie-up.
Understood, sir. Thank you and best wishes. I'll come back. Thank you for any further questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Brenna. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from Pushkar Jain from Millie Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks a lot for the opportunity. I would just like to ask you the growth guidance for 2027.
Sir, can you be a bit louder? Your voice is not properly audible. Can you come near?
Is it audible now? Is it audible now?
Yeah.
So I was asking you about the growth guidance for the year and the margins that we expect for the full year, EBITDA margins.
So, Pushkar, that is a really forward-looking thing. I can only promise you that, you know, the performance of the first quarter is positive. We have improved almost 12% over the previous quarter in terms of cash profit, and EBITDA is 94 CR, which again is around 8%. So if you look at business-wise, outlooks remains positive, and as a prudent management, we are fully working in terms of operational excellence and for you know, rightful deployment of all resources. So let's keep our fingers crossed. We expect all quarters to be similar or better than this.
All right. And sir, the growth did not come from the export segment, right, in this quarter. Like, the top line was impacted due to the export demand, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, sir.
As you know, geopolitical situation, so there is, you know, West Asia conflict going around, delayed transit period, long, you know, transit, and then high freight. So a lot of uncertainties impacted all this growth for this period.
All right. Thank you, Lance.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one. The next question is from Avinash Nata from Parami Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Am I audible, please?
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have three questions. The first is, hum log jo fabric segment mein EBIT level pe profit dikhate hain, which is like even Stevens, there is hardly anything. So is there a change in transfer pricing? Last year I could see was to the extent of 35, 36 crores. And in this March quarter and June quarter, there is hardly anything as far as the PBIT segment results is considered. Yeah, that's question number one.
Okay, so should I respond to this in the...
Yeah, we can take it one by one. Yes.
That'll be better, you know. You observed absolutely right. The quarter under discussion has been tough for fabric business because of global uncertainties and the tariff things which happened earlier. The demand, particularly in knitted fabric, was subdued. Customers were operating at fairly low level of production. So thereby the demand and the cost-led pressures because of increased prices of fiber, gas prices, freight prices, dyes and chemical prices, everything put you know, very adverse remarks in terms of cost. And thereby this quarter, a lot of pressure in terms of cost and demand side resulted in low beta margins for fabric. So this is applicable to both knit and denim, but more so in knit because denim, we are equally balanced for export and domestic. In case of knit, most of our customers are dependent on exports. So garmenters whom we are working closely, they are export-oriented and their demand was affected. Fortunately, for last 2 months, we are seeing positive demand, lot of inquiries, and outlook seems to be better for current quarters.
So basically, so which means the yarn has done even better. So because fabric not only in June quarter, March is also negative to the extent of 2 crores.
Yeah, yarn is doing better because overall demand for yarn was still good. Fabric had more challenges.
The second question is relating to power cost. We can see on an absolute basis over the last 2-3 quarters, power cost coming down. give us a sense related to the per unit cost or what kind of reduction has already been captured by your investments into renewables? And over the next 7-8 quarters, what is the further reduction which is possible? This is my question number two.
So the impact of the efforts being done in the energy in terms of going more for renewable sources is something which is now reflected. Second, a lot of effort has been done by each production team to reduce the consumption. So it's a combined effect of both of this. But just to share with you, our renewable energy now is improved from last year of mid-20s to mid-40s. In the current quarter, we are even going around 60% of power consumption from renewable sources. So this is a result of the efforts which we started last year that is reflecting now in per unit cost will keep on varying month to month because both solar and wind will change with season. So overall for the year, you will find a really good difference. But on month-to-month and quarter-to-quarter, you may still have the deviation.
So on an annualized basis, if you can say, I can understand about solar wind seasonality, pura 27 se 26 ko compare karenge, toh what is the likely reduction? I mean, the broad range is also okay. Given the same kind, given the targeted growth, what kind of power reduction we are targeting internally?
So I expect it will be anything more than 1 rupee per unit on an average year-over-year basis because of impact of all these renewable sources we are using.
So in absolute rupees crores, it will be how much?
Impact of 10% is already seen. I'm saying impact of 10% is already seen in the current quarter results. Like power and fuel was 123 crores in last quarter versus 112 crores which we are reporting in current quarter. So almost a 10% decrease is already there. So over the next quarter, you will see a further decrease.
Yeah, so I could see that. So that's why my question ki on a full year basis on rupees crores, what is the broad range of savings we can do over 26?
So we are targeting to close it somewhere around 100 crores.
No,
100 crores of? He's
quarter money. You are talking about money or units?
In rupees crores, what kind of savings we are targeting in power cost? Like full year basis, we did 494. We reported 495 crores under power and fuel last year, March ended 31st March 26. So on in rupees
so
crores basis.
So Vinash, this is a function of three things. Number one is number of unit consumed, and number two, the kind of you know utilizations we clock in all our manufacturing units, and number three is power unit cost per unit of power. Now, if you look at the efforts that we have done in terms of reducing the power cost, I think that should give us advantage to the tune of 40 crores for the year. The rest overall number will depend on if we increase more units and add more spindles or add more machines. That may still go up. But
so I understand for the same amount of utilization, A is your cost per unit coming down, which you mentioned 40 CR. So that's the minimum reduction we could see for the same utilization.
Yes, that's
right. Okay. And this ramp up of this PET project, like you had mentioned 500 crores on a decent utilization with 15% EBITDA margin. So 28, we are likely to start this in first quarter 28. So what is the kind of utilization? How are we mapping the utilization for this PET?
Okay. So Vinash, I'll request Mr. Manoj Bansal to respond to this.
See, the first year is going to be 75%, and probably will scale up the entire production in 3 years. So third year probably will be full potential. We're going very conscious. We understand the industry standard. So 75, 85, and then probably up to 90, 91%. So 3 years will take to scale up the entire the full production.
Understood. And sir, ye jo, sorry, yes. Can you come once again?
So, sir, we have considered all the trials and everything because, you know, this is a food grade product. So we need to take all kind of trials, all kind of certifications before we actually approve, etc. So we've been very conscious, understanding the industry's, you know, standards. So we are proceeding as I've mentioned to you.
Right. And this garment business is slightly more labor-oriented and requires a very different kind of operational skills and management. So do we intend to do a new team under this JV? Or can you just spend 1 minute more on this? Although I understand this is slightly very early, but if there is a thought towards
yes.
that.
No, you are absolutely right. This is a new venture and a new business for RSWM. But we definitely will be hiring a competent team which will be doing this. You know, we'll take care of all the challenges that this business involved, including the skilling and taking care of the quality standards. So we'll also try to work very strongly in the machine design, fairly good degree of automation, and then the skill level, of course, has to be topmost priority. So all those things we'll try to take care of this while planning for execution for this project.
Okay, one last question. In your slide number 14, where you speak about your expanding knitting operations, so you're saying that the expected benefits are likely to reflect from Q3 FY27 onwards. Can you just quantify or qualitatively and quantitatively this 92 crores investments in knitting capacity? What kind of benefits can we see in the second half?
Yeah. See, currently we have capacity of 650 tons. So after this expansion, probably we'll be touching around 900 tons per month. So in 900 tons, 150 tons will be of printing, which is not there as of now. So one of the benefits which we envisage is the printing, so our product mix will get enriched. So this is how we have actually planned. So first, the product mix gets improved, and then obviously our offer to the different customers, so we can actually give a complete range. So these are two benefits which we are envisaging, and that's why I'm saying we are actually expecting that in Q3, probably will, this expansion will be complete and we start getting, kind of trials and then obviously scale up of the production.
So if I got it right, you're saying from 650 ton to 900 tons and this will, you have a value add of over 150 tons of printing. Is that correct?
150 tons of printing capacity, exactly. Absolutely correct.
Okay. Okay, one request to the management, sir. Our presentation wagera sab 5:15 baje upload hua tha and this was scheduled at 5:30. I mean, we as investor fraternity should have at least 1 hour of time to scan through the presentation. It makes more sense so that it leads towards a meaningful discussion. If you can leave 45 minutes.
So, Avinash, your point is well taken. Normally, we schedule this call on the next day. But because of certain other engagements, statutory engagements, we had to schedule it today or itself. Board meeting continued till around 4 o'clock, I think, sectorial team, 4:15. So sectorial team tried to did it immediately after that. But point well noted, and we'll take care in future.
Thanks a lot, and all the very best to the entire team.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. That was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management team for closing comments.
Sure. So, in closing, I extend my sincere gratitude to all our employees, stakeholders, and partners for their unwavering support. With collective effort and a shared vision, we are all well positioned to drive innovation, strengthen our market presence, and deliver sustainable value. The road ahead holds great promise, and we are confident in our ability to grow and succeed in the years to come. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. With that, we conclude today's conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.
Thanks.